you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of radio.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello and welcome to Listeners Special on this Sunday, March 3rd, 2019. I'm Atefeh Irfani.
And I'm Amir Abbas Malik Jalali.
Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views matter most. Contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcasts. If you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important.
Well, as usual, we have received many emails and letters from our listeners all around the world. I begin with just reading out the names of a few number of our listeners who have sent us reception reports. I begin with one of our listeners in Scotland, Martin Rogan, one of our regular listeners, Jörg Clemens Hoffman from Germany, Mahfouz Rahman from Bangladesh, Vikram Keshwala from Britain, also from Romania, Takats Rudolf, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, and from Indonesia, Tajang Pakning and P. Rakesh from India. Thank you all for sending us reception reports.
Keep us company until the end of the program. This is Listeners Special. And as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These are very useful to us, particularly to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our listeners throughout the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving a QSL card from us. And what about today's interview?
Well, our colleague actually earlier spoke with one of our regular listeners in Britain, Mr. Chris Danpure. He's one of our regular listeners in Britain, and he elaborated on his viewpoints about our radio programs and the difference between our programs, the programs broadcast by our radio, with those of Western media. And he has also sent a message to the listeners of our radio, and I hope that our listeners would enjoy listening to our interview with Mr. Chris Danpure from Britain.
Okay, after a short break, we will be back with your kind emails and letters. Welcome back. Okay.
Let me begin with our today's first email sent to us from Romania by Takats Rudolf. This is what Rudolf has to say. At first, let me introduce myself to you and your listeners. I'm a 75-year-old retired engineer, and at the moment, I'm a pensioner. In my free time, I like to listen to radio programs from different countries, and this has been my hobby since 1959. So this means actually listening to radio programs for almost 60 years. According to Mr. Rudolf, he has been listening to shortwave radio programs for almost 60 years, from 1959 to 2019. Till now, I received QSL cards or verification letters from many radio stations around the world. Now I receive your radio station on medium wave for the first time. If it's possible, please confirm my reception report with your QSL card, a letter or an email. Waiting your answer, and I wish you success in your work. Very well. Thank you very much, Mr. Rudolph, for your kind email. It's interesting that you have been listening to radio stations for almost 60 years now.
Yeah,
He's really a professional listener.
60 years of experience, you know.
And
while we have, we have television, we have the virtual world and internet. It's great.
Well, some people really prefer certain types of media such as radio to others. And I'm sure that Mr. Rudolph, for example, prefers radio to cyberspace, as you mentioned.
So he has been listening to radio since he was 15, because he's 75 years old. Right. That's great. Thank you very much.
We will, Mr. Rudolph, we will send you a QSL card, and please do keep in touch with us.
Okay, and I have an email from Tijong Pak Ning from Indonesia. He says, "Dear sirs, assalamu alaikum to all of you in the studio of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting in Tehran. Hope you all are in good health as me here in Indonesia. I have sent you my reception report of IRIB a few days ago, but sorry for it being incomplete because we had the electricity cut, so I couldn't hear the rest of the program. Please verify my report with a QSL card as well as the pin of IRIB or stickers and the Iranian magazine. Once again, thank you."
Well, you know that Indonesia is the most populous Muslim country in the world.
Yes, of course.
And also, you see, there's the island of Bali in Indonesia.
It's so beautiful. It's one of the,
a very beautiful
tourist attraction. Thank you very much, Tijong Pak Ning. Of course, we will send you, the QSL card and the items you have requested, like the stickers and Iranian magazine. Thank you very much for listening to our programs. Okay, after a short break, we will be back in seconds.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's move on to today's next letter. Here's a letter sent to us by Brian Penny from the United States. This is what Brian has to say. "I've been fortunate enough to hear your English language broadcast to Europe. Your transmission was hindered by varying noise levels with moderate fading, but was otherwise copyable. I am submitting this reception report to you, and I hope you find it accurate. If it is your practice to issue a QSL to verified reports, I would appreciate receiving a QSL from your station. Sure, Brian, we'll send you a QSL report, and we are pleased that you have been able to actually listen to our broadcast.
And I think he has attached something,
He has sent two postcards. And two beautiful ones.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Showing the city of Cape Cod. And he has explained it here. He says that it's one of the world's most well-known summer vacation spots. Cape Cod is famous for its beautiful beaches. And also its sharks. This town is...
Is it dangerous?
It definitely is, particularly for people who go... surfing and go swimming, there may be a shark over there waiting for them to actually bite them. There has been so many such incidents along beaches where there are dangerous marine animals such as sharks. They attack humans and cause serious injuries,
But the scenery is beautiful.
So Brian has to be very careful if he's intending to go to the beach in Cape Cod if there are sharks over there. So Brian adds by saying that this town is also famous for its ice cream stops, as the residents exaggeratedly say the Cape likely has more ice cream shops per square mile than anywhere else on planet Earth. That's very interesting.
Amazing.
And at least there is no danger
for the ice cream.
As far as ice cream corners or ice cream stops are concerned, you can go and have ice cream there.
Thank you, Ryan.
And I just wanted to add that there are also beautiful beaches here in Iran.
Yes, like we have in Ramsar.
Right, in northern Iran.
And Kish Island.
In southern Iran. Beautiful beaches.
So beautiful.
And there are many tourists.
Yes.
Domestic and foreign tourists visiting these beautiful places.
And we don't have any shark there.
Yeah, there are no sharks there. It's a safe place for swimming.
Okay.
Very well. What do you
Thank you very much, Brian Penny. We have an email from P. Rakesh from India. He says, "Dear friends in IRIB English Radio, I am one of the listeners of your radio from Chennai, India. My hobbies are listening to SW Radio, cooking and collecting stamps and envelopes from all around the world, and I enjoy them a lot. It would be great to receive a gift from your radio, so to be added to my collection. Thank you in advance." Thank you.
Well,
Rakesh from India.
Right. Well, here's another email from one of our listeners from Britain. One of our listeners in Britain, Vikram Keshwala. This is what Vikram has to say. "I'm a regular listener of your radio station and collect QSL cards from shortwave stations. I maintain a blog, and so far I've heard about 50 countries on a shortwave band. I would like to add your radio station to my blog, and I will be very grateful if you could arrange to send me one QSL card, please." We'll definitely do that. Vikram Keshwala from Britain. Thank you very much for writing to us.
Okay, we will be back in seconds. I think it's time for the interview.
Right, it's time for our weekly interview conducted with one of our regular listeners in Britain, Mr. Chris Danpure. We hope you enjoy it.
Yes, my name is Chris Danpure. I live in Stevenage, Hertfordshire, the UK. I've been in Stevenage for about 40-odd years, and I've been a shortwave listener now for 61 years. I think you offer a very wide variety of programming on the short, it does give a very good insight into your society as such regarding your government and obviously what you feel about things in the world. Now, I think this is a very important thing. There's no point in having all one side, one voice shouting one thing and no one replying. And sometimes, as we know in the past, the biggest shout is sometimes giving wrong information and incorrect information, as we found in two world wars, particularly the Second World War. IRIB does give back, obviously, to your history of the country, particularly the history of the country and the culture, and also the tourism. You have wonderful sights to see in Iran. You did a series previously on tourist sites in Iran, places to visit. These things are extremely interesting because no one else covers this. And on top of this, you do give a background to, obviously, the things you support and why. Particularly the case of Israel, this thing is obviously in the Western media, is dominated by the fact that the West is backed up by Zionist money in many respects. And this is where this does come to light. That's the reason why the people here are doing, as they say, as the owner says you do sort of thing. Whereas in Iran, you're saying, well, that's why you're doing the way you're doing it, because you've got so much backing from Zionist money. Good listening to shortwave as what you're doing now. And on top of that, continue listening to IRIB and learn from what they say and also understand their views as well. And that, I think, is the point of shortwave. We listen to shortwave to find out more about what's going on in the world. And obviously, some things we learn about are not what we knew already. And this is the problem, I think, that many people need to listen to shortwave more to understand what's going on in the world, around the whole world, not just one part of the world.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend a few minutes writing an email to us. We love to hear from our listeners who have any questions or comments about our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, P.O. Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. And you can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.parstoday.com/en. And our telephone number is 00982122013720. Our profile in Facebook is www.facebook.com/parstodayen. Many thanks for being with us.